Arizona Republican Blake Masters hauls in $1.1 million in Q1, dominating primary field in individual contributions. By Jacob Bliss on April 19, 2022. Arizona Republican U.S. Senate candidate Blake Masters, looking to take on Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, if he makes it past the primary, raised over $1.16 million in the first 3 months of the year, outraising the top of the Republican field with individual contributions. Masters brought in a massive $1,168,145 fundraising haul, according to his Federal Election Commission filing, outpacing his opponents in individual contributions. In the first quarter of the year, Masters spent roughly $700,000, bringing his total cash on hand to $2,253,009. The rest of the Republican primary field raised less than $1 million. Attorney General Mark Brnovich raised a little over $735,000 but spent more, $974,269, which leaves him with $528,960 cash on hand, more diminutive than he started the fundraising quarter with, according to the FEC filings. Businessman Jim Lamone might be the most funded but has been self-funding his campaign. In the first quarter, he loaned himself another $5 million, bringing his self-funding total to $13 million, according to the FEC filings. But, when it comes to individual contributions, he only raised roughly $275,000 while burning $4,039,616 in the same amount of time. He has left himself with $7.1 million cash on hand. Nick McGuire, former head of the Arizona National Guard, only brought in $377,911 in individual contributions but gave himself another loan of $750,000, according to the FEC filings. During the same amount of time, he spent $359,427, which left him with $993,961 cash on hand. As a result of Masters bringing in more than $1 million of individual contributions in 3 months, his campaign manager, Amalia Halakias, told a group of supporters that honestly, it's getting embarrassing for the other candidates. We have an attorney general who is unable to even cover what he's spending. We've got a self-funder setting his money on fire, Halakias added. Blake's opponents are letting consultants take them for a ride. Kelly is going to have well over $100 million in his war chest by November, Halakias added, acknowledging that the Democrat incumbent has raised over more than $61.5 million in the first 3 months of the year. Republicans need to win the seat back. Fortunately, the smartest, strongest candidate has proven he can seriously fundraise. The Arizona Republican primary will be held on August 2, 2022. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.